says police, the party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
Hello, you're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Community events are back on the WGXC website in the WGXC community calendar, and you can add yours there by just clicking on the Add an Event button on the WGXC community calendar page, where you'll find out about all sorts of events going on in your community, including on Monday, June 14th, the Village of Philmont holds its monthly meeting at the Village of Philmont Town Hall in Philmont. And WGXC is beginning to broadcast Philmont Town Meetings. There's a webcast at WGXC.org. You can tune in every time there's a Village of Philmont meeting, WGXC.org, or on the Village of Philmont page. It's right there. When you look for the meetings, there's a link to listen, and you can listen at home or anywhere you are to Village of Philmont meetings, just like you can listen to Town of Catskill meetings and City of Hudson meetings at WGXC.org. Click on the partner audio streams to find out more.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. Well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a graduate of Columbia Marine Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
We let you say it because we're nice.
It's so nice.
It's so satisfying. Bookish. Bookish. I don't know what about that is so satisfying, but it just is.
Just works. But yes, we talk about books and bookish things every week on Bound by Books with some of our other friends sometimes. And Bound by Books just celebrated 10 years of being called Bound by Books. The show that became Bound by Books kicked off in February of 2011. But then it wasn't until June 6th, 2011, that Quinn Gunter, the original youth co-host, and I decided on the name Bound by Books and started calling the show that and focusing on books. So happy anniversary,
Bound by Books. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How were you able to get onto the radio?
Well, both Quinn and I were involved in the start of the radio station. So the radio station launched in February of 2011, and we had both been involved in it and met at a party before the launch of the station down in Germantown. And we did a broadcast.
Was she a child at the time, or was she an adult?
Yes, I forget at the time that I met her if she was 9 or 10, but she was 10 when the show started.
So she is around my age.
Mm-hmm. When it started, yeah. Now she's 20.
Wow. Yeah. Are you still in touch with her?
Yes. And actually, she lives on the West Coast now, but she's coming to the East Coast sometime this summer. And so we're going to try to meet up. And maybe we can even do like a Bound by Books picnic or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Or even it could be like a Bound by Books reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people don't live around here anymore, but some of the earlier co-hosts still do. And then all of you do, of course.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some books today because that's what we do. Who would like to start today?
I can.
Go ahead. What's your book for today?
So it is called Framed. It's by James Ponti. And so it's about a boy named Florian who makes up a technique to figure out little mini mysteries. Then the FBI, he becomes a member of the FBI. This boy is only 12, and so he becomes a member of the FBI. Well, he's hired by them. And then there's a big mystery that he has to solve involving the National Gallery. So I will read the description. You're halfway through your homework, and the director of the FBI keeps texting you for help. What do you do? Save your grade or save the country? If you're Florian Bates, you figure out a way to do both. Florian has just moved to Washington, D.C. He's learning his way around TOAST, which stands for the Theory of All Small Things. It's a technique he invented to solve life's little mysteries, such as where to sit on the first day of school or which Chinese restaurant has the best egg rolls. But when he teaches it to his new friend Margaret, they uncover a mystery that isn't little. In fact, it's huge and involves the National Gallery, the FBI, and a notorious mafia syndicate known as EEL. EEL. Can Florian decipher the clues and finish his homework in time to help the FBI solve the case? And before mafia gets hold of him, is a Edgar Award nominee.
That
and there's
fun.
A sequel that I have not read yet, but I want to read it. It's called Vanished.
Mm-hmm. And there's a third book, too, called Trapped.
Ooh.
That might be it, though. I'm not sure if there's more coming. Sounds like a fun mystery and adventure.
Yes. I read this book last summer because my mom had me do summer reading, which I'm very glad about. And this was one of the books. And I think I'll read another one.
Nice. What's the character like? He's such an interesting sounding character. What's he like as a person?
Well, he really likes toast. Not that he really likes toast.
It's his favorite snack.
I just I just said he really likes toast. I don't even remember if he likes toast. I can't believe I said that. He goes, I don't remember if he likes toast. But I really like his friend, Margaret. Really fun to see how this story plays out. And I feel like if I say anything more than this, I'm going to spoil the entire thing.
Is it a mystery what eel means? Like, do you have to discover that along the way?
I don't remember.
I don't know if that would be a spoiler, but I was trying to think, what is E-E-L?
E-E-L.
Yeah, like eel. Does he like eels?
That's the evil organism.
So maybe one of the E's is evil.
Evil Enterprise of...
Limited.
Evil Enterprise of...
Liquidators.
Evil Enterprise... Evil
lifeguards.
Enterprise of lasers.
Ladies. How about ladies?
But I don't want to be a spoiler, but most of the people on the bad side are men.
Maybe they're using ladies to throw off the good guys. Evil enterprising. Evil. Lady lifeguard liquidators.
Evil enterprising lady lifeguard liquidators with lasers. But that would be E-E-O-L-L-L-W-L.
Oh, with lasers.
E-E-O-L-L-L-W-L.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, it sounds like a fun series. I saw a review of it that said it was a perfect series for preteens.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is there a difference between preteen and tween? I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. I guess tweens, maybe preteen, maybe is the older end of tween, but I don't actually know.
I think that preteen and tween are just like the same word, just I think tween is a more modern term.
Yeah, it's more fun to say.
Also, I think it's just like more used.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're the same thing, just tween is more popular, more modern, and more used, I think.
Sounds right.
Or maybe both of them were just invented around the same time, just everybody like saying tween more. Would you rather say preteen or tween? Tween is so fun to say. Tween, tween, tween. Oh, bookish tweens. Oh, that is so fun to say.
Awesome. So, Amelia, what do you have to talk about today?
So, I recently got the latest Wings of Fire comic, which, as you know, I love a whole lot. I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't even looked in it yet. So I can't say how much I like the illustrations, but the cover looks promising. So I can't wait. And this is also this issue also has one of my favorite characters, like in the main first five books in it. So I can't wait to see her. I can't wait to see what they do with her. She's one of my favorites. She's so much fun.
this one's The Dark Secret.
Sorry. I think that is the title. Yeah, it's the fourth book. The one that focuses on the Nightwing, whose name is Starflight. It's one of my favorite issues.
Nice.
And I think it might have one of the coolest scenes in it, depending on how they illustrate it. I can't wait. I can't say what that scene is because it's a spoiler, both for the comic and the main story, but it's very cool. I also read some more of the Junji Ito collections I have been like amassing over the past month because I just keep finding new ones, and I've almost finished one of them. I haven't really been finishing any of them. I've kind of just been cycling through them little by little, but the latest one I read has some very cool, very creepy stories in it.
Sounds like fun. We just got the latest Wings of Fire at the library as well, so I was just peeking at that today. It's a really popular series and very popular with Amelia. I think you talked about it more on the show before Georgia joined us.
Yeah, I've talked about this at length. I love these books so much.
Yeah. Do you know that series, Georgia? Wings of Fire?
I haven't read it, but I used to go on the Chan bus district, and there was a boy on the bus. Well, the thing is, my bus was really small. It only had 3 people. So one of the other 2 kids on the bus, he really, really, really loved Wings of Fire. So we just had stacks and stacks of Wings and Fire on his CA, just read through them. He loved Wings of Fire.
He is not alone. I have a book I can share that I listened to the audiobook recently. It is called Front Desk by Kelly Yang, and it's a first in a series. There's a second book out. I don't know if there's a plan for any more, but it's about a girl named Mia Tang. I forget how old she is, but I would guess she is probably around Georgia's age, around 10. She's, 10, it actually says in this description. But she and her parents are immigrants to the U.S., and they are looking for a job and a place to live, and they find both when her parents are hired to manage a motel owned by a man named Mr. Yao, who is not the nicest of building owners. And so basically they get to stay in the motel, live there, but they have to work, and it's really long hours because the parents have to be available to let people into the hotel at any time of night. So that's sort of an adjustment for the family. And Mr. Yao is very strict. So while there's like a pool on the property, they're not allowed to use the pool, but they make the best of it. And Mia has fun helping manage the motel. So she works at the front desk, and she really likes meeting all the people that come through. They have some people that, I forget what they refer to them as, but there's people that like basically live at the hotel. And then there's people that just pass through, you know, tourists and people come into town. And at one point, her parents decide to help out fellow immigrants by letting them stay in the hotel for free in the empty rooms, but they have to keep it a secret from Mr. Yao. So it's like a tricky thing that they're trying to do that's also very nice and helpful. And then there's also a little bit about Mia's school life, because she's starting off at a new school, and sort of the pressure of her parents to focus on math because English is her second language. And so the idea is that she will never be able to catch up in English to where her students are, but she can excel at math. And so they're really pressuring her to do well in math, but she wants to be a writer. So there's a little bit about that as well. And
did you say this was a novel or a graphic novel?
It's a novel. It's got a nice mix of like her time with her friends and in school, but also her experience with her family and on her own as well at the hotel. So you get a nice sense of some of the people that live at the hotel and her friends and her family. But overall, I think she's just a great character, and I really liked reading about her and her life. And I definitely want to read the next one. Yeah, I felt like it was pretty much a perfect book, you know, for what it was. It was like, I gave it 5 out of 5 stars. It was that good.
Wow.
So really fun to read, but also not just fun. It was, you know, it had meaning. And
I give this a 9.5 out of 10.
Okay, so Front Desk gets a 10 out of 10 then, if we're doing a 10 scale. And the audiobook was really good too. I don't know who the reader was. I should actually look up the reader and see if I can find any other books they read. But they did a really good job.
I do not read a lot of audiobooks. Well, listen to, I should say. Mm-hmm. I prefer to read because, like I've said a lot in past shows, I'm like this, how Amelia is with O-L-D-M-A-N.
Yeah.
I am T-O. Like a old man in the ocean.
In the ocean.
I'm just trying to find a way to communicate without
I know what you mean.
I'll just say it. Old man in the sea. I'm like, with audiobooks being too slow, how Amelia is with old man in the sea. Not too crazy, you know, because Amelia's not too crazy with it. She just highly dislikes
it. Audiobooks actually got me through, like, quite a bit in college. I'd look up readings on YouTube, because a lot of things I read in college were in public domain. And if I was in quite a bit of a crisis where I didn't have enough time to read it on my own, it's always nice to be able to look it up on YouTube and put it to 2x speed.
For me, it's just, I am a really fast reader. Like, literally when we were reading books for lit studies, the boys who were like a year older than me, I was like reading really fast. And they're like, "What? That's impossible. You skipped over." I was like, "Nope, I didn't skip over. I just read. You should try it." And they're like, "No, you skipped over. Teacher, you skipped over. I'm like, "I just am a fast reader." And my teacher's like, "Yeah, she's just a fast reader." And so it's really annoying. Like, if on the fastest mode, it's still too slow for me. For most people, the fastest mode is perfect. But for me, it's not fast enough.
I'm a pretty fast reader, but if I have to read something out loud, I'm horrible at it. I stutter, I miss words, I mispronounce really simple words. I'm horrible at reading out loud.
Same. I'm not horrible, but I'm like out of a 10, 0 to 10 scale on how bad I am at reading out loud. It'd probably be like a 2.5. I'm not that good at it. My name is Emily.
Oh.
Not Emily! Oh my gosh!
What?
Amelia! Oh my gosh. All of these E's. On my screen. E. You guys have the same first four letters of your name.
It's true.
Yeah, it's Amelia. Emily. You know, it's just confusing with all the Emil.
Well, you're Georgia Lee, right?
Yes.
Which is like Emily.
It's not like Amelia, though.
No.
Emily, Georgia Lee.
I'm the real bridge between the two of you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I have a quick bookish thing to mention before we wrap up for the day, that there's a new Netflix series out called Sweet Tooth, which is based on a comic series that I loved, and I think they did a really good job with it. I watched the whole thing really fast. I couldn't stop once I started, and so I'm hoping there's a second season. But it's about a young boy who I think also is 10. Everybody is 10. I'm pretty sure that's how old he is.
Yeah, like a lot of book characters are 10 or 11 or in middle school. That's like the age for most TV shows and books. Actually, for TV shows, usually it's high school. For books, usually it's middle grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's raised off the grid with his dad in the woods because his dad's trying to hide him from the world. Because what happened was at some point, there's a virus that hit. That really devastated the population. And at the same time, the babies that were being born were all hybrids of human and animal. And so some people are scared that the hybrids have something to do with the virus. And so it's not really safe to be a hybrid out in public. And so his dad's raising him, and he's part deer, part human. And then lots of stuff happens that sends him on an adventure where he meets up with an adult man who helps him out, who is not his dad. And that man calls him Sweet Tooth because he likes candy. So his name's Gus, but he goes by Sweet Tooth.
Is this animated or live action?
No, the series is live action. And the comic, I haven't read it in a while, but I would think it is more for teens and adults, but I think the series would probably be okay for, it would definitely be okay for teens. And I think it would be fine for tweens too. There is some violence and maybe some scarier moments for some little kids, but I think they tried to make it family friendly.
Everything these days has violence. Yeah.
Yeah. But the comic series is by Jeff. So I called him Jeff Lemire for years, but I think it's actually Lemire. Because I saw some interview with somebody from the cast talking about the show, and they called him Lemire. And I was like, well, they probably know how to pronounce his name, and I've only ever read it. So, but he's one of my favorite graphic novel artists and authors. So highly suggest both the graphic novel and the series, which is Sweet Tooth.
I'm really embarrassed when I pronounce names wrong. I pronounce names wrong all the time because it's a little tricky for me. And so funny. I can understand most Spanish, but before Bound by Books in the car with my dad's sister, and then I started talking about Spanish, and I started speaking a little bit of Spanish to my dad, and he is like, how do you say this? And I said, you say this. And so then I went into something I call second language mode, where I like think in a language other than English, and then I accidentally start speaking in that. So I went in that mode for like 15 minutes. So I was saying like, yo hablo español, or like saying, no, yo en español mode. And I was like, yeah! It's just not escapable. But then actually, why I call them our second language modes, and I've got to admit, they're really fun though. Also, they help you learn the language, in my opinion. Most people do not go through it. I do. I tried to learn German. I was doing really well, but then accidentally, I started speaking German in Spanish class. So I put a hold on German, and I decided I'd pick it up once in the summer. So I'm gonna start that out again.
Yeah, language learning is fun. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And until next week, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.